Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guest is with Catholic Community Services to give us an update about the social and health services organization. Welcome, Executive Director Aaron Walker Tullis. Nice to have you here, Aaron.
Well, thanks so much. I love being here.
All right. I think a lot of us, when we think of Catholic Community Services, we think of Southeast Senior Services, Hospice and Home Care of Juno, in the Safe Child Advocacy Center, all under your umbrella. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Do you think of those as your flagship programs in a way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, Southeast Senior Services includes 11 senior centers across Southeast, along with, you know, the meals, Meals on Wheels, rides. And then, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's available to seniors. You don't have to go to a senior center to get them. So we've got the Senior and Caregiver Resource Center. And so if you're a senior, or if you know a senior and you're just wondering, oh gosh, what do I do? Where do I go? What's next? I need help and not sure really where to turn, you just call us and we'll walk you through it.
What's the best number to call you at?
It's 463-6100. That's our main line, and we'll get you where you need to go.
Sort of consulting, if you will.
Absolutely. You know, we want to be a resource. And, you know, if we don't provide that service, we try to get people to where they need to go to get that service. So we really do feel like we're part of we're a United Way member. We're part of that network of caring across Southeast. And all of us are working together. I feel real strongly. I see such great collaboration within United Way partnerships and network and everyone who's providing services. We're all on the same side.
All right. We'll repeat that number here in a few minutes if you want to get out your pens. So what's on your radar these days?
Well, obviously, we're all really concerned and just anxious to know what's going to be coming here with this legislative session, with so much talk about budget cuts and the governor's budget, that we're really looking at and trying to educate folks about not just our legislative delegation, but also just the public about, well, where do we fit? How does that all work together? And you know, when you think about nonprofits, it's so different in Alaska than in any other state, because down south, you know, so many social services are provided by the state, but also by counties and by municipalities. And in Alaska, we simply don't have that infrastructure. Not a lot of boroughs provide social services. Very few municipalities are in health care and social services anymore. So what we've seen in Alaska, and this is all backed up by 4-Acre and lots of studies, is that the nonprofit community has sort of risen up to fill that gap. And so you have healthcare and nonprofits, social service being provided by nonprofits in Alaska in a way that they aren't down south. And we're so much a part of that overall network that needs to be in place for people to get just basic healthcare and services. But folks forget that nonprofits are the second largest industry in this state.
Right. So you're the executive director of Catholic Community Services, right?
I am.
Do you find yourself in that position advocating to the legislature?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've been really, really grateful to our delegation. You know, they came and met with some of us United Way partners. And then I've had the opportunity to meet with a couple of them one-on-one recently, and very supportive, and also just educating about how nonprofits fit, about the fact that, you know, we have a lot laying on our state budget that in other states really would be municipal or county issues. And it's hard to compare Alaska to any other state because of that when it comes to budget, when it comes to healthcare and social service infrastructure, and just access to services. We all know it's challenging in Alaska.
Sure. Can you give us an example of a few ways that you are advocating for CCS?
Well, I think it really is talking to the delegation and things like this, letting the public know this is how we work in Alaska. We work differently. Honestly, what I see is that most of us are braiding together so many different kinds of funding. I sat down and looked at where my money comes from in preparation for these conversations, and I found out 25% comes from the state. 25% comes from local municipality funding. And so if and when the state budget efforts to contain our state budget get pushed down, those things the state had been helping municipalities with, if they stop helping municipalities with those expenses, things like PERS and TERS, then municipalities have less money. And when they have less money, we're on the chopping block. All social services supported by municipalities are on the chopping block as well.
Okay. Thinking about all of the services that Catholic Community Services does offer, as we get older or we have family members who are getting older and we are seeking services that for them, you gave us the number and we can call and just talk to you about that. Mm-hmm. What are some of the first steps that people make in communicating with you?
You know, often it's someone comes into the senior center for lunch and we make sure that we say hi and we try to get to know that person and how you doing? What, you know, how are things going? You have food, you have heat. We find a lot of times as folks get older, as their vision goes, as it becomes more challenging to fill out those forms they need to fill out on a regular basis to keep their benefits going, sometimes those things fall by the wayside and pretty soon you have an elder who is no longer getting their Social Security benefits, no longer getting their heating assistance. And what that means for them is that they often don't have heat. They're about to lose their electricity and that they don't have enough food in the house.
Wow. And so with an individual like that, will you assign them an advocate or how do you move forward from there?
Well, once we've sort of done that initial assessment, either our senior center manager or the larger senior centers have a staff person dedicated to that whole function. If they're in a village, so say they're in Angoon or Hoona or Cake, we go ahead and connect them with someone here in Juneau. But we also do fly out on a quarterly basis to meet with them face to face. You really can't know the full breadth of what they're dealing with because unless you're there, unless you meet them and talk to them and see how they're living, because so many folks are so independent and so proud, and they should be because they're an Alaskan and they live in this amazing place and they've had a long life and they've made it work for many years. It's tough to ask for help and it's tough sometimes even recognize that it's time to ask for help. And caregivers, they want to do it. They want to be everything they can to their loved one, to their senior, their aunties, uncles, mothers, fathers, grandparents. And sometimes they don't realize that we're there for them too. We're there for the caregivers because it's exhausting to provide that depth of care to someone who's has growing needs every day. And it's time for us to, we can get them hooked up with even some chore service for their elder so that they can take a break. It's not all on them. We really do want to make this a community experience, and we're a good place to start for that.
Earlier, you mentioned senior centers here in Juneau. Remind us where the Catholic Community Services senior centers are.
Oh, gosh. You know, you're looking at me. I'm like, okay, I can do this from memory. Okay, so Yakutat, Haines, Skagway, Hoona, Angoon, Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, Craig and Kluwak. I know I'm missing someone in there. Wrangell? Did I get Wrangell? I think that's that.
And how about here in Juneau?
In Juneau, we have the Juneau Senior Center. That's over at the Mountain View apartments. We have the senior center is there, but it's open to anybody. And we also do lunch over on Douglas twice a week also. But the thing to remember about our senior centers is that in all these services, they're not needs based. You don't have to be poor. You just have to be 60 or older. And we don't require eligibility. That's what our funding is for anybody 60 and older, because everybody needs that hot, nutritious meal. Everybody can benefit from transportation if they're not able to drive themselves any longer or take the fixed regular bus route.
And it seems like maybe the best place to access these resources is to start by calling 463-6100.
That's us. Or you can go to ccsjuno.org as well. But just call us, because we really do want to help and get people go in the right direction and hooked up not just with our services, but whatever service they need.
And we started off our conversation about talking about advocacy for nonprofits going mm-hmm. as we go through the session. Any last thoughts on that?
I just think that to be mindful that so many of the services that are being funded right now are community-based services. They're not institution-based services. When someone gets a hot meal, when they can get to the doctor and they can get to the grocery store, and honestly, when they can just have some time to talk to others and not be so isolated, their health and independence lasts longer. That prevents, that delays at least, going into more intensive services, assisted living or home care. But also remember, what that means is it's saving money as well. It's not just good for the for those seniors and their caregivers. It's saving us all money in emergency room visits, in emergency 911 responses when people fall, and then not to mention all those more intensive services across the board that that elder's going to need at some point, quite possibly.
We're speaking with Executive Director Aaron Walker-Tolles, Executive Director of the Catholic Community Services Resources for Senior Citizens, among other things.
Among other things. And I want to also just put a shout out. We are looking for volunteers for our hospice program. We have a new individualized one-on-one training session. It's 4 hours to start, and then you're in working with people. And also, don't be scared to think about creative ways to engage with folks and families who are going through the hospice program, because, you know, people need their nails done. It makes them feel great. People could love a massage or music played. It's not just sitting with someone, although that helps too, to give a break to caregivers and just be there to have a conversation with someone who's at end of life. So I hope folks will be inspired to give us a call, because we're really looking for volunteers right now.
And they should call 463-6100.
6100. We'll get you wherever you need to go if you call that one number.
And let's get you back on sometime soon to talk more about hospice and home care. I wish we had more time right now, but that's interesting. So
I would love to do that. I'll be back soon.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much for your time today. It's been nice speaking with you.
Thanks. I don't know.